It's Mystery and Detective Week on BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Peter Stern is the proprietor of Pepper and Stern Rare Books of Sharon, Massachusetts and Santa Barbara, California. He's been dealing in rare and out-of-print detective fiction for 10 years. Such authors as
Arthur Conan Doyle, the Sherlock Holmes stories, Rex Stout, his Near-Wolf stories, Raymond Chandler, Philip Marlowe, Dashiell Hammett, Agatha Christie is quite well collected, as well as Dorothy Sayers.
What makes a rare mystery book rare?
It might well have to do with the printing of the book. There might not have been many copies for one reason or another. It may have been a particularly fragile book. Or it may simply be that there might have been a fairly large number printed, but that they were at a time when most books went to lending libraries, where they were read to death.
Peter Stern dismisses the view of some that mysteries are meant to be read once and then thrown out.
Physically, they are books that were well read at the time, so in a sense they are perishable in that they were well read and that they very often don't turn up in as nice condition as one would hope for. But they're not perishable in the sense of their stories, which seem to wear well over the years, with some exceptions.
What has been Peter Stern's biggest sale?
We've sold the first of Poe's Tales for $6,500, which was in reasonable condition.
But Stern's mystery books also sell for as low as $25. He also deals in manuscripts.
We have Chesterton manuscript, G.K. Chesterton's Club of Queer Trades, which was mystery short stories that preceded his more famous Father Brown stories. And we have the original manuscript for that, with original drawings by Chesterton.
Stern says there is no stereotypical collector of rare and first edition mystery and detective fiction. He suggests that collectors specialize by buying certain genre or authors rather than trying to acquire everything. Peter Stern of Pepper and Stern Rare Books. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.